We will now hear from our old friend, Mr. Zilch.
Yay, Zilch! Yay!
Unaccustomed as I am to making public speeches, now that I've been called upon by you, it gives me greatest pleasure. I might say it's peaches. I don't know how to start or what to do. There are much more clever speakers here than I, you know that. But as long as I'm requested, well, I'll try. I thank you, my friend. Well, that all depends. Really, I don't know. Occasions like this, I can't, if you insist. I thank you again. Now, if you'll all quiet down. Here's a story that I heard about two hummingbirds. Let me see, how does it go? Oh, I forget the words. I thank you, my friend. I think you'd better call on Mr. Brown. Oh, say, now you got me in touch. No, I stutter too much. Gee, I feel like a great big gawk. What do you call on me for? You know, I can't talk. I thank you so much. Now as I look around the room, you know, it reminds me of a day I spent. Now, let me see. Was it in November or down in Kankakee? I just thank you, my friend. I think you better call on someone else. Countryman. Yeah, that's me. Yes, I'm here once again. You know, 40 years ago, you recall Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, that's not all. Sure, yeah, the red, the white, and the blue. A land of the brave and the free. Yeah, you bet. England, France, Russia, you know what I say is true. Pennsylvania, Washington, even Peru. Yeah, you voted for me, just remember, it's your country, my tears of a day.